From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The U.S. National Hurricane Center's Mike Brennan provides the latest information on Hurricane Irma.
The eye of Irma is right now moving through the Turks and Caicos Islands. Maximum sustained winds are potentially catastrophic, 175 miles per hour. Right now, Irma is moving off toward the west-northwest at about 16 miles per hour. And over the next several days, we expect Irma to remain near a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane as it moves west-northwestward to the south of the Bahamas and north of Cuba and turns northward and approaches the Florida Peninsula on Sunday.
Irma has killed at least 7 people thus far, and thousands have been left homeless. U.S. President Donald Trump was asked if military action was a possibility in achieving Washington's goal to denuclearize North Korea.
Military action would certainly be an option. Is it inevitable? Nothing's inevitable. It would be great if something else could be worked out. We would have to look at all of the details, all of the facts.
Trump also said that during 25 years of talking to North Korea, the day after an agreement is reached with Pyongyang, new work begins on its weapons programs. China opposes North Korea's latest nuclear test and says the key to resolving the current tension involves sanctions and dialogue. Spanish media reports the country's top court has preventively suspended the call for a referendum on Catalonia's independence. That move was widely expected. According to court regulations, the suspension lasts for 5 months while the judges come up with a ruling. The pro-independence coalition Ruling Catalonia claims that the universal right to self-determination overrules Spain's laws. Follow Voice of America on social media for stories, videos, and more. This is VOA News.